welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. This gospel track moment brought to you by Fellowship Track League of Lebanon, Ohio. Here's another true story of how God changed a life through a gospel track. Here's a letter from Simon in Georgia. Hi, I donated $200 for your ministry last week. I am going to donate more as soon as I'm able. Thank you so much for sending these gospel tracks. They're so needed. In the time of personal crisis, I got saved in August. In 1976, when I was in Indonesia, because I read two gospel tracts from the Fellowship Tract League, and I found them inside a new Bible at a library. May God bless your ministry. Bruce DeLange here once again on the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to read you something that blessed me every time I see it. Are you ready? From the sermon by Hyman Appleman, It Is Finished, The Imitation of the Savior. Dr. A.J. Gordon, the great pastor of the Clarion Street Baptist Church in Boston, tells this story. He died around 1898. One Saturday, he got a headache while preparing his sermons and decided to take a walk down to Boston Commons. He walked up and down getting air when there came along one of his Sunday school boys. He had a homemade contraption of a cage with a bunch of birds in it. The preacher stopped him and asked him, "What have you got there, son?" The boy said, "Birds." Where'd you get them?" "I trapped them in the field." "What are you going to do with them?" "I'm going to play with them, Well, what are you going to do with them after you get tired of playing with them?" "I'm going to feed them to my cat." The preacher looked at those birdlings, and his heart broke. He was moved with compassion for them. So sitting there on the floor of their cage, he said to the boy, "Will you sell me those birds?" The boy said, "Preacher, you don't want these birds." The preacher says, "I do want those birds. They're not canaries. They don't sing. You don't really want them." The preacher said, "I do want them." And the boy thought for a moment, I don't want to be cheating you, preacher, so would $2 be too much? I'll even give you the cage." So the preacher gave the boy $2, took the cage and the birds, and started walking down the street, holding the cage up in the air and talking to the birds. Not a move or a stir, as though they knew they were going to die. He held the cage up and opened the door of the leather homemade hinge. The birds wouldn't move. The preacher began to tap on it, and one by one, those birds found the open door and spread their wings and started for God's heaven. The next day in his auditorium, the preacher told the story, and with tears streaming down his face, he said, "My people, every time one of those birds found the open door and spread its wings and started for heaven, they all sang the same song, redeemed, bought, and paid for, redeemed, redeemed." And so they were set free, and they flew towards heaven. In the writings of an ancient Puritan father, a great preacher told this story, a legend well worth telling. There came across the expanses of the universe, Satan. He held in his hand the cage, and in that cage he held the earth and all the mankind that was in that world. He was tempting them and going to send them to doom and death and send them to hell. In the beauty of heaven, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, stopped Satan. "What have you here?" Satan says, "I have a cage full of sinners. What are you going to do with them?" "I'm going to play with them." "What are you going to do with them after you're done playing with them?" "I'm going to drag them down to hell." The Lord's heart was moved. He said, "Satan, will you sell them to me?" The devil said, "You don't want them, Jesus." He said, "Oh, yes, I do. I want them, all of them. Will you sell them to me?" Satan said, "Jesus, They're not even good for hell. Never mind, I know more about them than you do. Will you sell them to me?" He said, "All right, Jesus, if you buy them, they'll nail you to a cross. Will you sell them to me?" The devil said, "You won't pay the price." Jesus said, "Name it. Make me an offer." And Jesus said, "All the silver in the world." Satan said, "Not enough." Jesus said, "All the gold on top of that." And Satan said, "Not enough." "All the precious stones on top of that." Satan said, "Not enough." Jesus said, "All right, devil, name your price." The devil said, "Jesus, you won't pay it. If you want the cage of the sinners, the price is the silver of your tears and the gold of your blood." Jesus said, "I'll take them." The devil said, "I'll collect it when I get ready." And the Lord Jesus started pleading with men. He chastised them. He blessed them. He sent them prosperity and poverty and war and peace and sickness and health. He sent them the prophecies. And they kept on serving the devil, having the cage of destruction and certain doom. And then one day, have you heard the story? The Lord Jesus Christ himself stepped into that cage of humanity through the womb of the Virgin Mary and lived in this earth for 33 years. One night in the sweat and blood and tears of Gethsemane, somebody shook him. Are you listening? Somebody shook him against the ground. He looked up through his teary eyes. It was the devil. Jesus said, "Satan, can't you leave me alone even now?" The devil said, "Jesus, you remember our bargain. Well, Jesus, tomorrow you are going to pay what the silver of your tears and the gold of your blood will amount to." And the next day, through the scourge and through the thud of the nails, the Lord paid for us our redemption through the silver of his tears and the gold of his blood. Have you heard? He died on the cross. Do you remember it? But when he died on the cross jammed open the door of the cage, and it's been open ever since. Jesus is the door of salvation. In 1925, I saw that open door. I heard the tap-tap of the hands of Jesus Christ on the side of my cage. I accepted him as my Savior, and I accepted his salvation to be set free. I heard his voice saying, "Fly out, fly out." I spread my wings and started for heaven. And on my way, I was set free. I was singing one of the songs, "Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It." That's what I'm offering you today, the invitation of a Savior's blessed salvation, the forgiveness of every known and unknown sin you've committed, the invitation of a Savior to adoption you into the family of God, into the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, into the church, which is a manner of speaking, is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, the open door. But you are the one he wants to set free. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will open the door and will come in." He won't force himself in. He's the greatest gentleman who ever lived. Now tell me, why would you stay in the cage? A prisoner of Satan? For all the sin and sorrow and sickness and frustrations, and then finish in hell when the door is wide open now and the Lord Jesus Christ is stretching out his pierced hands to welcome you to himself? Right now, trust him. Two things for all you can do. First, to make sure your own personal salvation, to know the Lord Jesus Christ, not to die in vain as far as you're concerned, to apply to him for the cleansing of his blood, and then to turn your lives over to him, because that's the best and most sensible thing to do, and it pays the greatest dividends in peace and joy, prosperity and happiness, and hereafter. God give you the grace to choose the God-given mercies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, trust you were under conviction as you heard the letter that I read today that Hyman Appleman preached about many, many years ago. Bruce DeLange for the Fellowship Track League. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?